When the Vatican issued new rules this week making it easier to remove sexually abusive priests, the church was silent on the question of reporting those abuses to the police. The new rules also put into the same category of very serious offenses against the church the attempted ordination of women. And Pier Silvia Pagioli has more from Rome.
The new norms double the statute of limitations for disciplinary action against pedophile priests from 10 to 20 years. The changes, the first in nearly a decade, will speed up church procedures in defrocking abusive priests and for the first time codify the possession and distribution of child pornography as a grave crime under church law. The same penalties for sex abuse of minors will also be applied to abuse of the mentally disabled. Anne Barrett Doyle of the U.S.-based bishopaccountability.org says the new norms amount to administrative tinkering of a secretive internal process.
There's been massive evidence of widespread child sexual abuse within the church. And what the Vatican did today was the equivalent of bringing a toy shovel to an avalanche. You have internal church policies that are secretive. They don't do much to keep children safer.
Contrary to the expectations of many victims groups, the new norms do not include the requirement that bishops report abusive clergy to the police. Barrett Doyle says transparency is essential.
We need the names of abusers and we need the names of supervisors who enabled them. Without the names and without the information, there can be no real accountability. And if the church is just secretly removing priests from ministry and putting them in the secular realm, they are merely transferring the problem from within the church to the society at large.
In an unexpected move, the Vatican document also lists the attempted ordination of a woman as one of the most serious crimes against church law, and that it is to be handled by the same Vatican department that deals with sex abuse. Vatican observers say this inclusion appears to reflect an increasingly conservative trend in the Holy See as it reacts to what it sees as growing hostility in the secular West. For example, the U.S. Supreme Court decision to allow a sex abuse lawsuit in Oregon against the Vatican to proceed, and the recent series of spectacular police raids against the Belgian Catholic Church, suspected of having protected many pedophile priests. John Allen is the Vatican expert at the National Catholic Reporter.
Psychologically, the policy-setting class in Catholicism has gone from seeing itself as a majority in the West to seeing itself as an embattled minority. At best, ignored by, and at worst, persecuted by, the culture-shaping majorities in the West.
Allen says the Catholic Church is increasingly aware that it is no longer the chaplain of the West and is now determined to circle the wagons.
While they would say that reforms are necessary for the Church to respond to the crisis, they would also say that the top concern of the moment has to be protecting the Church's identity so that it is not simply swallowed up or destroyed from within by what they would see as a kind of outright hostile secular climate of opinion.
Allen points to the recent changes in personnel in the Curia, the Vatican bureaucracy, in which Pope Benedict's new appointments are theologians rather than Vatican diplomats. The reshuffle is seen as shoring up traditional doctrine as a key mark of the Church's identity. The Pope also created the Pontifical Council for Promoting the New Evangelization, a new department to counter secularism in the West, where, as clerical sex abuse scandals have multiplied, Catholics have been abandoning the Church in the tens of thousands. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.